Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. Well, one of the darkest and most challenging periods in the history of the Diocese of Orange came in the early 2000s, when the diocese was confronted, like so many other dioceses around the country, with numerous cases of sexual abuse perpetrated mainly by priests over a period of many years. As terrible as this crisis was for the victims and for the reputation and credibility of the church, from it emerged a firm determination that something like this must never happen again, and from that determination emerged a concrete policy. In the Diocese of Orange, that policy, which was forged initially by Bishop Todd Brown in the Covenant with the Faithful, is most visible today in the Diocesan Safe Environment Office. With us on the phone is the coordinator of that office, Norma Aguero. Norma, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and I'm very happy to join you. Thank you for asking me to join you today.
My pleasure. Well, Norma, please tell us how the Safe Environment Office got its start. It was not in existence, say, 15 years ago, was it?
It was not. Actually, the office had its initial inception when it was started. I think it was in 2003. It was right a little after the sexual abuse crisis. And just a little footnote, we have had a new name change to our department only in the last year. We were formerly the Office of Safe Environment. We are now the Office of Child and Youth Protection, which is actually falls in line with the name of the office at the National USCCB office. That is the name of that department, the Child and Youth Protection at the national level. So, you know, it falls in line in there, and it definitely describes clearly what this office is about, protecting children and youth. But yes, the office came, it was birthed really out of the National Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. And with the charter, in, you know, with not too much time, in a nutshell, basically was a landmark document that was written and proposed by our bishops, the USCCB bishops, in 2005, when they realized that they had to respond to the sexual abuse crisis, and they adopted a document. And in it, it states what we as a church, first of all, it's a wonderful piece to read in which we read how our bishops took culpability and asked for forgiveness for allowing this to happen and many times ignoring this from, you know, while it was going on. But in it, it states different statutes and direction as to what we were going to do now as a church at a national level. And one of those directives from this charter is that every diocese in the United States was to put into place an office that was dedicated specifically and only to the protection of children and young people and was to staff it. This office, our goal and our mission statement for the office is to support the bishop's commitment to create a safe environment throughout our parishes and schools so that children and youth would be free to worship and learn without the threat of harm through the implementation of safeguards which were contained in this charter. And it would also be a tool to protect the most vulnerable and aid in healing those who had been harmed in the past. And really, this is something that happens in every single diocese throughout the United States. There is a Safe Environment Office in every diocese, every archdiocese, staffed by individuals who are dedicated specifically to that. And then, you know, we can go into exactly what the office does, but that's basically the history of the office and where it came from.
Well, tell us a little bit about the training and education programs that your office has in place now.
Yes, the office, we're really a two-prong. Our goal and our work here at the office is a two-prong approach. And as I tell folks when I go throughout the diocese to do trainings, and we talk about abuse in all its forms, not only in the church but also in society, we talk about how to prevent it, how to bring down the incidence of it, and we realize that really the only way to do that is a two-prong. It's one, by training, by raising awareness. This is for adults as well as for children, and also by background screening individuals that come and work with our children. But the training part of it is we have training every year for children grades K through 8th, and then we also have training for the high school level. And the programs we use both in our parishes and our schools are age-appropriate. It's a safety program that's delivered and presented to children at a very age-appropriate level, depending on their developmental level. That's the information they're given. And then for the older kids in high school, it's a different program that also would prepare them for safety. In our diocese, and every diocese has a program set in place, our diocese here in Orange, we actually use two programs in our parishes. We use a program called Circle of Grace, a wonderful faith-based program that prepares children for safety and, you know, to talk about this topic, but also incorporating their faith in it. It's woven very beautifully. And for our schools, we use the RCL Benzinger's program. The Family Life Series has a component in their curriculum that also presents this topic to children in the classroom. And that's the training. We also do training for adults because, of course, besides training the children, we must, it's vital to train adults on the topic of abuse in all its forms because they are our eyes and they are vigilant. They must be vigilant for the children around them in order to be able to recognize the signs and the symptoms of abuse in order to protect children and know their responsibility as adults that are working with children and those of us who are mandated reporters, knowing exactly what we are responsible for as our role calls for as ministers to children.
Well, I don't know if too many people are aware of the background screening and the fingerprinting that is now mandated for anyone in the diocese who works with children in any way. Tell us a little bit about that. That is yet another safeguard that's in place.
Exactly. That's the other part of preventing abuse is also safeguarding those individuals, those adults that would work in any way close, near, or with our children and youth. In the Diocese of Orange, we do fingerprint and background screen all adults who work with children. And that, when I say all adults, that means anyone that works around them, with them, nearby them. And this would include volunteers that work in our parishes and in our schools. This would include employees. This would include priests, all clergy. And so everyone is fingerprinted, and we do receive those records. And so if we were to have someone that would want to work with children in our schools or in our parishes and they had some kind of history in the past that would be a red flag, we would certainly know it because once those prints are sent in, we are privied by the Department of Justice to receive any background information on that person. And so that is the other part of protecting our children, is making very careful, being very careful who we allow to work with our children in our schools and in our parishes.
Well, also, I just want to emphasize this again. Your office doesn't just oversee these programs at the diocesan or the administrative level. You work with every parish and every school throughout the Diocese of Orange. That's got to be a big job.
It's a huge job. It's an enormous job that, and I am so eternally grateful to our folks. We have parish and school reps that work directly with my department. We are linked through technology so that we are able to, at the parish level and at the diocesan level, be aware of who is working in our parishes at any given date, who has been trained, who has been fingerprinted, who's lacking. And so it is a huge level. It's a huge, huge, enormous endeavor. In fact, just this last year in 2014, we trained, we were talking about training, we trained 286 priests, 150 deacons, 1,600 educators, and over 25,000 employees and volunteers. So that tells you the magnitude of the numbers that we're looking at. So yeah, it's a huge project, but it has to be done. And when you're talking about fingerprinting in the past, since 2004, when we started the project on fingerprinting, we've fingerprinted over 75,000 adults. So it's a busy office, but it's very important work, and I just daily surrender my work to our good Lord, that He continue to guide us and lead us, and in protecting children and youth in our diocese.
Well, in about the minute we have left here, I want to ask you this. There, and you touched on this a bit, there's auditing that goes on as well, making sure that the diocese continually and year to year meets its obligations under the USCCB Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. This is something you constantly have to keep in mind, correct?
Exactly, because it would, you know, it doesn't do us any good to have all of these policies in place and do training and do fingerprinting, or at least say we're doing it, if we don't have some kind of accountability checks and balances. And there certainly is a system set in place by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We are audited, my office is audited every year by an outside independent firm that comes in, and they come out every 3 years, but every year I do submit an audit to them. And they audit every single piece of information having to do with fingerprinting. What they're looking at is, who are your employees, who are your volunteers, and have they been fingerprinted, as well as your training. Have you trained your adults? Have you trained your children? So they look at all of our practices and our procedures with a fine-tooth comb, and then prepare a report for the national office. And I am very proud and happy to say that for the last 11 years, 12 years, we have passed our annual audit. So, and that's, first of all, a note of thanks to our bishop, who supports all of our efforts. He is very instrumental in all of this, and all of our volunteers and employees and our priests and clergy who cooperate in getting this done. It's not an easy task, as we talked about, but because of all the hard work by everyone involved, we have passed our audit every year, and I'm quite proud of that and grateful.
Well, Norma, thanks so much for taking time to join us today on Orange County Catholic Radio, and thanks for the wonderful job you and the staff of your office continue to do on behalf of the diocese.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
When we come back, we'll visit with the wonderful Sister John Ellen Turner, the president of St. Catherine's Academy in Anaheim, a truly unique school that's been in operation for more than 125 years. Don't go away.